It's Backstage Pass with Steve Ryan. And here's your host, Steve Ryan.
It's Backstage Pass with Steve Ryan, and I've got a thrill for you today. We've got a man who is a phenomenal musician, singer, songwriter, founding member of the Box Tops. Gary Talley is in the house today. Gary, how are you? And thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'm doing really good.
Well, and I understand you're in Tennessee today and in the Nashville area, which brings me to, before we start talking, and I hope it's okay if we talk about the Box Top stuff, I want to talk about the other things that you're doing as well. But, you know, outside of the Box Tops, you have, you know, you're quite a sought after musician. I mean, you're a guitar player amongst guitar players. You played with all the biggies. And not just recorded with them, but I mean, some of the guys that you know, I was reading about that you were working with, you know, Waylon and Willie and Billy Joel Royal and Hank Ballard, and I mean, the list goes on and on. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, I started off playing in local bands, which became the Box Tops, and after the Box Tops initially was from 67 to 1970. And then Alex and I quit. So after that, I was still in Memphis and I started doing studio work. And then I just led on from doing studio work in Memphis to moving to Atlanta and doing studio work in Atlanta and playing with touring major artists in the 70s. And then I moved to Nashville in 81 and then kept on doing the same thing. So I've played with a lot of like pop rhythm and blues and soul artists and a lot of country artists. And pretty much I've played with 115 major label artists in my career, which is now 56 or 57, 58 years older. That's how long I've been playing guitar professionally.
Not to put you on the spot and make you single anybody out, but what, any that stand out, any good stories from all those well, recording sessions?
A lot of things stand out, but the thing that stands out on top for me is playing guitar with Billy Preston.
Yeah.
Because he was the most inspirational and musical person that I've ever met in my life. He was just so joyous when he played music that you just couldn't help but be taken away by his enthusiasm and his spirit and his talent and his just love for music.
Well, he was known as the fourth Beatle.
Yeah, or the fifth Beatle even.
Or the fifth Beatle. And and I mean, and that's no small feat.
No, it isn't. And he has a way of bringing out the best in everybody. I mean, everybody that he works with, everybody that he's associated with, he just brings it to another level.
And pushes you, because of that, he pushes you to the next level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's infectious when that happens. And not to diminish, he had hits on his own as well. And I mean, he's a king among kings for sure.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about the Box Tops a little bit. I mean, in 67, I mean, the letter kind of put you guys on the map, and I mean, it was a huge song. It was number one, sold, you know, millions of copies. It's a gold record. And it's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of the songs that shaped rock and roll. How do you respond to something that huge, and how has it impacted you?
Well, it changed my life radically. I mean, I was the only guy in the band who was already in college. When we started, I was 19, and I was going to be, like, I was studying psychology and sociology, and I thought I was going to be like a clinical psychologist or something like that. at the time the letter came out, and it was like, wow, this thing is going right to the top of the charts. I guess I better go out on the road and do this rock and roll thing.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an arrow.
But I never thought it would last. And here I am, 58 years later, doing the same thing, which I never would have imagined. In a million years, I never would have thought that was possible, even.
And obviously, to stay at it this long, it just must be. I mean, it's just part of you. It's. I mean, you're still having fun with it, yeah.
Yeah, it's still a lot of fun. I love doing it, and I play with a lot of different bands. The Box Tops is my main band, of course, but I play with other bands around here, around the Nashville area, and I teach guitar online and in person, and I do a lot. I still write songs sometimes, and I do things like I'll do a freebie gig at the nursing home or the retirement home or something. Just all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of ways to play music, and then now that everybody can record at home, the Box Tops did an album during COVID where everybody just recorded their parts at home, and we sell that on our gigs now. And so now just about every band that I've worked with has already made or is making their own CDs, because recording is not is something you can do anywhere now.
The thing that I like about the Box Tops is after the, the letter was such a mega hit, but you guys didn't try to cookie cutter it. And when I say it, what I mean is like the singles that came out afterwards, weren't just, copies of the letter. I mean, you guys, it's not like, oh, that's the letter, part two, or, the B, letter, I mean, because Neon Rainbow doesn't really sound like the letter at all.
No, it doesn't. And I have to give credit to our producer, Dan Penn, because he produced all of our first records, the Letter and Cry Like a Baby and Neon Rainbow and a whole bunch of them. And he consciously did that. He wanted us, like Neon Rainbow and the Letter were very different. And then we did Choo Choo Train and a couple of other things. Give him a lot of credit for that.
Well, it Cry Like a Baby was a million seller. It was a big hit.
When I think about the
And Neon Rainbow was a top 20 hit. I mean, so you guys just were kind of trucking them out in you know between 67 and you know in 69, because I think I Met Her in Church came out, and you mentioned Choo Choo Train, Sweet Cream Ladies came out, but then in 69 Soul Deep came out, which is way different groove than any of those. Which and that's one of my favorite Box Top songs. Tell me about Soul Deep.
Well, Soul Deep was written by Wayne Carson, the same guy that wrote The Letter, and he also wrote Neon Rainbow.
Wow.
So his writing talent, you know, was a big part of our success. And so by the time we did Soul Deep, it was 1969, and Dan wasn't producing us anymore. Chips Moman and Tommy Cogbill produced Soul Deep and the last LP, the last couple of singles. But, you know, just those guys who are producers and the guys who were writing songs, Dan and Wayne Carson, they just gave us such great, great material and great guidance, you know, that we were able to have more than one big hit. I wish we had stayed together, but our manager was a crook and we weren't getting, he was keeping us out on the road all the time, and we were just exhausted. And Alex decided to quit in February of 1970. And at that point, I was the only original guy still in the band. Bill had gone back to college. And so when Alex was determined to quit, I said, okay, well, I'm going to quit too, because I didn't want to be a part of a band that was just all, you know, no original members at all, especially without Alex. So that's when I started doing studio work.
Yeah. And Soul Deep was a top 20 hit. Do you think that because of that and the way those songs were just kind of had different feels to them, it was so easy for you as a session guitarist to play with so many different artists, that, you know, different genres?
Well, it certainly helped, because I had to learn how to play a lot of different styles, you know, and I wanted to be a session guy, you know, early on. I mean, when the Box Tops initially was over, you know, until we got back together many years later, that's what I wanted to do. So I made it a point, and I honestly liked a lot of different kinds of music. So it wasn't like I had to play something I didn't like. Because I liked the R&B stuff, and I liked the rock stuff and blues. And I also, even though the country music at the time wasn't my favorite, I still liked it because my dad was into Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and those people like that. And so I was very familiar with that music and knew how to play it because I played it with my dad.
Yeah. Well, and you played with, besides Waylon and Willie, I mean, you played with Tammy Wynette and Tennessee Ernie Ford. And,
yeah.
I mean the kings of country. That's got to be a thrill.
Oh, yeah. It was a big thrill to work with all those people.
Outside of that, and I think a lot of people are probably going to be familiar with this, you have been posting videos online as you accompany your mother on songs, a lot of gospel songs. And it's just taken the internet by storm. It's so popular. I was looking, I mean, hundreds of thousands of views. You've got some that have, you know, millions of views. Are you surprised?
Yeah, I initially I was just shocked. I'm not as surprised now because we've been doing it for about 3 years. But the first one we did was one day at a time. And I just decided, even my mother and I have been playing music together for my whole life, but we'd never made a video of any of it. So we just set up my iPhone and made a video of us doing this song the very first time we ever did it, and it went viral.
Yeah, and, One Day at a Time. I saw One Day at a Time has been viewed over 5 million times.
I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me to believe in all that I am and all I can be. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And so now, my mother, who doesn't understand all this technology, she has fans all over the world.
Yeah.
And she gets Christmas cards and birthday cards from, you know, everywhere, Denmark and Germany and the Philippines and just, you know, a lot of German folks in Norway and a lot of Canadian fans. And so she's going to turn 97 next week, and she's still, you know, in good health and still sings great and plays the piano. And it's kind of amazing. It's just sort of something that came out of nowhere. And she's just so happy about it because she loves singing and playing. And she loves doing the old gospel songs, and she's gotten so many wonderful comments and all this encouragement and, you know, love from all over the place that it really, really makes her feel good.
Yeah. And when I, as I was watching and going through them, you can feel the love between the two of you as well as you're playing together. And it comes through. And of course, the songs, you know, a lot of them, the gospel songs, they're just beautifully done. And she's got a great voice. She still sounds awesome. You guys put out a CD about it, right?
Yeah, actually, we just made some CDs from the audio from the iPhone recordings, and we put out three CDs. And you can get them on my website, GaryTally.com. But yeah, so people are buying those CDs, and they're just kind of homemade CDs. But I hope that at some point we might get to go into a real studio or just in my home studio, because we just did them in the living room, you know, on an iPhone. So maybe we'll get a chance to do a real studio recording and put that out. And but people seem to love the ones we made, you know, just with the iPhone.
Yeah, now they're really nice, and I encourage everybody to go find those duets. But a lot of times it's just her singing and you playing the guitar. Yeah.
Well, they have some of them are just her singing and playing piano, and I'm playing guitar, and my friend Belinda Leslie sings harmony on some of them, especially the ones we did, the earliest ones we did. So yeah, we've got gosh, I don't know how many now, over 50 of them on YouTube.
Yeah, you're about to hit the road and do a little bit of touring, huh?
Yeah, the box tops are starting off the year with an oldies cruise called the Flower Power Cruise that goes in the Caribbean. And we, there are a lot of other oldies acts on the cruise that we've known forever, you know, like Felix with the Rascals, and then the Buckinghams and the Grassroots and Peter Asher and the Cowsills and the Circle, and gosh, so many, I can't even think of all the bands that are on there. And we've known a lot of those bands for almost 60 years. So it's kind of like a high school reunion.
Right, right. Well, and what a show, though. I mean, to see all of you in doing a show together and cranking out all the hits, that's a night you won't forget.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing I want to mention is I do a lot of guitar teaching online, and teaching is a lot of fun, especially if you have a good student. It's not quite as much fun as playing, but you know, if you know anybody that wants guitar lessons, I teach beginners and people who have been playing for many years as well. So that's one of the things I do when I'm not on the road or in the studio doing something else.
Where can they go to find information on that?
Well, my my website, GaryTalley.com, there's information about that on there.
Okay. And then is
page two, and the Box Tops have a Facebook page.
Yeah, and there's a boxtops.com. Is the shows, you list your shows there, right? So if people want to try to find where you're playing?
Yes, the Box Tops tour schedule is on our website, boxtops.com. And we've got a few dates around the country this year, so hopefully we'll be coming to, I hope we get to every area of the country this year. We don't have anything booked out west yet for this year. We got a couple of things in Texas, and of course we're in the Northeast and the Southeast fairly often.
Well, I hope you have success with that and enjoy yourselves. And I encourage people to go check the dates online and see if you're coming close and go see you. And Gary, I can't tell you what a pleasure it's been talking to you. And I really appreciate you taking some time out of your day and coming into Backstage Pass.
Sure. Well, thank you. I'm glad to do it. Anytime you want me to do it, I'll do it.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
For questions or comments, email Steve at steveryan.songoftheday@gmail.com.